Holocaust. Holocaust.
I thought we might talk about the Holocaust. Good gracious, but how can you teach the Holocaust? Well, that would do as a question. Can you? Should you teach the Holocaust? Anybody? It has origins. It has consequences. It's a subject like any other. Not like any other, surely. Not like any other at all. No, but it's a topic. They go on school trips nowadays, don't they?
Auschwitz.
Dachau. What has always concerned me is where they eat their sandwiches, drink their coke. The visitor centre, like anywhere else. Do they take pictures of each other there? Are they smiling? Do they hold hands? Nothing is appropriate. What if you were to write that this was so far beyond one's experience, silence is the only proper response? That would be Mr. Heck's answer to lots of questions, though, wouldn't it, sir? Yes. Yes, Satan, it would. Whereof one cannot speak, thereof one must be silent. That's right, isn't it, sir? Wittgenstein. Yes, that's good. No, it's not good. It's flipped. It's glib. It's journalism. But it's you that thought of it. I didn't teach you, and Wittgenstein didn't screw it out of his very gut in order for you to turn it into a dinky formula. Why can you not simply condemn the camp's outcry as an unprecedented horror? No point to that. Everybody will do that. The camp is an event unlike any other, the evil unprecedented, etc., etc. No! Can't you see that even to say etc. is monstrous? Etc. is what the Nazis would have said, the dead reduced to a mere verbal abbreviation. Alright, not etc. But given that the death camps are generally thought of as unique, wouldn't another approach be to show what precedents there were and put them, well, in proportion? Proportion? Not proportion them, but putting them in context. But to put something in context is a step towards saying it can be understood and that it can be explained. And if it can be explained, then it can be explained away. Tu comprendre, c'est tu pardonner. That's good, Posner. It isn't good, I mean it, sir. But when we talk about putting them in context, it's only the same as the dissolution of the monasteries. After all, monasteries have been dissolved before Henry VIII, dozens of them. Yes, but the difference is, I didn't lose any relatives in the dissolution of the monastery. Good point. You keep saying good point. Not good point, sir. True, to you the Holocaust is just another topic on which we may get a question. No, but this is history. Distance yourself. Our perspective on the past alters. Looking back, immediately in front of us, is dead ground. We don't see it, and because we don't see it, this means that there is no period so remote as the recent past, and one of the historian's jobs is to anticipate where our perspective of that period will be, even on the Holocaust. You want that argument there, sir? What? The Holocaust? Oh yeah, you showed him.